Well, I'll tell you where. The best place I can possibly direct you to right now is the studios precinct at the Lifestyle Center, because it's the first Thursday of the month. And as you by now know, on the first Thursday, marvelous things happen at the studios at the Lifestyle Center. And there's live music, there's art, there's food, and there's drink, and there's fabulous people to mix with and mingle with. And part of the food offering is, well, you might have seen a really cool little Land Rover. I think it's a Series 2A, with a very good-looking, very strong man who serves up the most fantastic pizzas. He calls himself the Pizza Bay, but his real name is Bjorn Meehan. And Bjorn, for those of you that remember Springbok Radio and the voice of Tom Meehan, wow, what a legend he was. Well, Bjorn's his grandson, so he's back in the radio business for the afternoon anyway. How's it going?
Fantastic. Very good to be here. Thank you.
Now, the Pizza Bay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Pizza Bay. Started as a mistake, really. I was gifted one of these pizza ovens, gas-powered, really good for load shedding. And I put it into the back of the Land Rover one day to take it to my parents' house, and it just grew from there.
It's a lovely concept, having a kind of mobile pizza, a real pizza oven on a fabulous vehicle that can go anywhere. Great advertising as well, because you can't miss it. But I remember when we did an outside broadcast at the center over the road, and you were there with the Pizza Bay and doing what you do so well, and we were able to, in fact, enjoy a pizza that you had prepared on the spot, and it was fabulous, I've got to tell you. Not all pizzas are the same. Not all people are equal. Not all pizzas are equal. Yours, tell us about what is your, don't give us the secret, but in terms of creating a good pizza, what is essential?
These are made with love, definitely.
So that's the difference. But I'm sure you need some decent ingredients as well.
Absolutely. So the business actually started during COVID, when I was going to start supplying the estate that I live on with pizzas. And I started naming them quite strange, quite funnily. So the first pizza that I have is a feta bacon and avo, and I named it the FBA approved.
Okay.
FDA.
Yeah. And in terms of, I was going to suggest that the name Pizza Bay, where does that come from? Where does BA, because you know you've got like that Namaste Bay on Instagram and
absolutely,
YouTube.
Absolutely.
Old Rob von Furen's made a whole new persona out of that. But the word Bay, what does that mean?
Bay, I think, is a millennial term, and it's always been coined as before anyone else, and it's always been your partner. So I changed this a little bit and I said Pizza Bay before anything else, which is on the bottom of the Land Rover. So there's no confusion.
But it all ties together beautifully.
Absolutely.
And now you're here for the first Thursday. What is the order of, what is the form? How does one go about ordering a pizza from you?
So I have tables set up at the back of the Land Rover. You're more than welcome to approach, and we have menus. We have four pizzas today. Feta bacon, avo, chicken and mushroom, Hawaiian, which a little bit of controversy about
pineapple and pizza.
Yeah. I know. But
what do you think? Do pineapples belong on pizzas? Oh. Of course they do, because you've got the pineapple
exactly.
Pizza.
I mean, hey. Kids love it. Kids love it.
Yeah, not only kids, lots of people love it. I'm 100%. Quite partial to the tang of a pineapple.
Oh, I'm going to have to bring you a pineapple pizza.
I wasn't doubting what. But so this is, that's the three. What's the fourth?
The fourth one's a margarita.
The traditional, very
traditional
simple, very
margarita,
plain.
Fresh basil.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about your bases. Do you make them yourself, or do you go?
That's a funny story. I did try. I tried making my bases. My house ended up looking like Pablo Escobar's hideout. Yeah, so the flour gets everywhere.
Yeah.
And on my own, it was quite difficult. So I do have a supplier.
Good bases.
Good bases, very good bases.
And of course, then the rest is history. It's a good base, a good top, and made with love. Pizza Bay at the Lifestyle Center. Today, it's the first Thursday. Pop along and say hi to Bjorn. I'm sure that you're going to experience something really special, because you know what? The pizzas are good. The company's great. The vibe is spectacular. And if you like it, you'll come back again for more. And that's the secret to a long-term relationship. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show.
100%.
I really, really wish you lots of success. Not that you need it, because I can see already the brand is good. It's growing. I'm sure it'll be franchised all over the place one day.
That's the goal. 100%.
I'm looking forward to watching your spectacular rise to success.
Thank you very much.
On the afternoon show, that is the pizza babe, Bjorn Meehan. Go along to the studios right now, and for the rest of the afternoon, you'll be able to enjoy the vibe, the fun, the festivity, and the food, particularly the pizza. Here's Deb Never.